el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hi everyone, how did it go with review number 5? Were you able to solve all the exercises? I really hope you did, and if not, don't forget to consult your tutor or visit Chateando with El Maestro en Casa site.
How are you, Iris?
Good, how about you?
Well, so far so good. I'm excited to be part of another Sapandis program.
Yes, me too. Let's begin with week 6 review, using electrical appliances.
Sure, let's get started.
We're going to learn about safety instructions when using a vacuum cleaner.
Remember that if these are followed, there will be a reduction of risk and your machine will last longer.
1. Do not modify the polarized plug to fit the non-polarized outlet or extension cord.
Number 2. Do not leave deep cleaner unattended when it is plugged in.
3. Unplug your outlet when not in use and before servicing.
4. Do not use outdoors or wet surfaces.
5. Do not allow children to operate deep cleaner or use it as a toy.
6. Pay attention. It is necessary when used by or near children.
7. Do not use with damaged cord or plug.
8. Do not pull or carry by cord.
9. Keep cord away from heated surfaces.
10. Do not unplug by pulling on the cord.
11. Grasp the plug, not the cord, to unplug.
12. Keep openings free of dust, lint, hair, and anything that may reduce airflow.
13. Always turn off deep cleaner before connecting or disconnecting motorized nozzle.
14. Turn off all controls before plugging or unplugging deeper cleaner.
Did you hear the instructions on safety vacuum cleaner usage? You heard how all the instructions began with a verb? Those are commands or orders.
Pay attention to the song Love Me by Justin Bieber.
Check the usage of imperative structures.
My friends say I'm a fool to think that you're the one for me. I guess I'm just a sucker for love. 'Cause honestly, the truth is that you know I'm never leaving. 'Cause you're my angel sent from above.
We just reviewed the way instructions are given. In this case, the appliance was a vacuum cleaner. Let's listen to the parts and functions of a stand mixer.
What's that?
It's a stand mixer.
A stand mixer? What is it good for?
The stand mixer is one of the most valuable kitchen appliances a housewife can long for.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, if you love to bake, this is the tool to purchase.
Cake lovers, cookies lovers, or simple cooking lovers must get one. Whether you bake in small or large quantities, a stand mixer is of great help.
Oh yes, what does it look like?
Before telling you that, let me clarify that a stand mixer saves time in the kitchen. It is less messy. It has various speeds, so one can mix from delicate egg whites to tough breads. Besides, its sturdiness is not questionable. Whatever you're mixing will not fall since it is very steady. A stand mixer has different attachments to carry on the various tasks. And another important factor, it will look good in your kitchen.
How is it?
It has a head where the different speeds are located and where the different attachments can be adhered.
Attachments? What are those?
A stand mixer has various parts that are required to do the different tasks. For example,
a bowl. This is where the different ingredients are placed to be mixed or whipped.
2. The wire whisk. This attachment is used to whip foods like egg whites when one is preparing the cake ingredients.
3. Flat butter. This one is good for beating butter or butter and sugar for cake.
4. The dough hook. This is specially used to mix pizza and bread dough.
5. And finally, there is the splatter shield, which prevents the food from splattering, and it's also very useful when ingredients must be added little by little to be mixed.
Wow! Now I understand why you're saying that everyone must buy a stand mixer. I think I'm going to give my mom one on her birthday.
Believe me, she'll appreciate it forever, especially during Christmas time.
Did you know that there are new appliances and gadgets in the market which have revolutionized man's ways of doing things?
Oh, yes. Thanks to technology, man's life has become easier, but at the same time, very challenging.
Why challenging?
Well, men and women nowadays need not only to be academically well-prepared, but also technologically. He or she must be able to manipulate computers in their components and languages. Machines are now digital rather than manual as in the past.
So the challenge is absolutely quite huge for sure.
That's correct. Take, for example, the way pictures and films were done in the past as compared to doing them at present.
Cameras have changed a lot and pictures and films take less time to be seen.
The other day, I was at the Limon's Afro-Caribbean Parade and I saw lots of people with their camcorders and immediately transferring the video to the computers and sending it to their relatives abroad.
What's a camcorder and how it works?
A camcorder is a camera and recorder at the same time. These can be analog or digital. The ones I saw at the parade were mainly digital.
How does a camcorder functions?
You see, the camcorder has several parts that must be manipulated to get the pictures and films of the best quality. For example, most digital camcorders have the following parts.
1. Image sensor. This part converts light into electrical signals to record captured images.
2. Lens. These are the transparent components that focuses the light that passes through it towards the image sensor.
3. Lens rings. This is a manual adjustment device that offers more precision than lens adjustments using buttons.
4. Viewfinder. This piece allows users to aim at subjects to record video.
5. Internal or built-in microphone. This captures and records audio from the surrounding where the filming is taking place. It is omnidirectional, which means it captures sounds from all directions.
6. Internal storage. These are devices that can be in mini DVD, hard disk, DVD, or flash memories formats.
7. Battery. This component provides electrical power to the camcorder while unplugged.
8. There are also the input and output ports for various purposes. For example, an external microphone can be used to be attached to the camcorder and use a different one.
9. Then there are the control buttons or keys. These are buttons users press to operate the camcorder, like start-stop buttons. The switch buttons to move from camera to video recording. The zoom lever or button to place objects closer or farther for better viewing. The function button to access other camcorder's functions such as video effects.
As you could hear, technology forces us to be more knowledgeable in the technical field, or else we'll be too traditional and outdated to fit in this modern world.
I'm so thankful for this review. It has given me motivation to continue with my studies and learn more every day.
I am happy to hear that, because that's exactly the intention of each one of these programs, to increase students' motivation and thirst for knowledge as they move on into their studying process.
Thank you for staying tuned, and we'll be meeting in Week 7 Review. Goodbye, Barry.
Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.